You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Man, like troops, back again. About my blood clot, yang, all of that. Man came on the Cooligans and shut the thing down. Make sure you watch. If you don't, you're a ham roll blood.
Aye, Bobby.
Come on, let's go.
What is good, everybody? Last Prem Show on Twitch. On Twitch, we're moving over to YouTube Live. We're currently live right now on Twitch, but not much longer.
Not to confuse everyone by using the word live twice in reference to two different things, but... Guys, we are booping our way over to, again, you got to watch the Twitch. You got to watch the live show.
Right.
But we will be jumping over there right after this show. So if you're listening to the podcast right after this, we jumped on YouTube Live, but it'll be dope. And that's where we're going to be next week. And from now on, Prem Show, we're packing it up. We're putting all the regulars in a van and we're driving down to the YouTube Live. Okay. And that's what we're going to be from now on.
Okay. So make sure youtube.com/soccercooligans, or as I've just learned, as one of our awesome Twitcheteros is graphic mess just said, el YouTube, we have el Twitche, which still works, but now we also have el YouTube. So, EL. So
if you ever heard my mom tell you where she saw a video that there are aliens inside the U.S. Capitol, it would be on elyoutube.com. And that's where we're going to be.
So elyoutube.com if you want to subscribe there as well. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please, please, please. We're going to be doing a lot of work. So and this live show will be there. So I've heard a lot of people on YouTube. It's a quite popular platform. So we know you have an account. So feel free to join us there. So thank you, everybody.
Bay Area Gunna said, is someone going to play that White Girl Graduation song at the end? Which one is that? Is that Closing Time? That's the only one I know.
I don't know.
Bars that don't play hip hop play that song. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I would love to know what song this is, because I'd be happy to play it and get dinged on Twitch, you know?
Yeah. Almost There 819. Said Cooligan's van is definitely windowless. You know what we did? We borrowed one of those jitneys. If you're not from New York, you might not know what this is. They might have in other cities going other places. But if you want to cross the bridge, or if you want to go into Brooklyn or Queens, there's always like these little vans that play telenovelas just on constant. If you're Latino, you pay $1. If you're white, you pay $2.50. However much money.
Hey, I'm sorry. Look, white people tax. We don't make the rules. All right.
Little gentrification tax. You know, whenever I go on it with my wife, I'm like, let me go first. If you go, you're going to pay $2.
So, yes, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. If you listen to this podcast, if this is the first time you're listening, hello, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that has ever lived right here on Twitch and now YouTube Live next week.
That's right. And come here. Oh, we're also the gulliest, by the way. And we're also the most YouTube livest.
Correct.
You feel me? And come here now, Beach 89 said, Bills defense, big fold. Josh Allen is officially the best quarterback in the league. So you really understand what we mean when we say football. You know what I mean? This is a football show. But I will say, I've watched the NFL playoffs. Wild exciting. So much excitement.
I've watched a couple of these playoff games. I was going to say playoff matches, because this is how conditioned I've already been to the real football, mate. Okay.
Yeah. But in fact, every time I watch, I'm like, there's a lot of red cards.
Yeah. But that Bills Chiefs game was pretty ridiculous. I cannot believe the Bills lost that game. Maybe they were just too tired to play defense. And then maybe we can start here, because this is very, you know, related to football, right? And the rules of you know, tournaments, because people were upset that the Kansas City Chiefs won because they won the coin toss. The Bills didn't get a chance on offense to get an opportunity to score. But as we know,
you gotta stop them.
You do got to stop them, right? Because the complaint before was that you could win on a field goal, and that didn't feel right, right? And now they changed that rule. You have to win with a touchdown, and then the other team will not get the ball. Or if you score a field goal, the other team has one opportunity to score either a field goal or a touchdown to either win the game or tie the game and continue overtime. So what they made the compromise. They said, all right, the field goal won't do it. But now they want, like soccer, like football, they want both teams to have an opportunity to win the game. When playing a game of NFL football, but by the time you're in overtime, I don't even know how you're still alive, right? It's like one from not, you know, not.
I will say this. This is the one difference between watching, you know, soccer games for 3 years without any interruption outside of like a couple Knicks games here and there to watching a full weekend of NFL games. By the time you get to overtime, you know, in soccer, they're like, oh, but they've run so much. You know, by the time they get to the 120th minute, people are like, well, why penalties? Why don't they keep playing? It's like, well, the score hasn't changed. You know what I mean? And they're gassed. They've run for 120 minutes. We need to switch it up because you can't substitute all 11 players. You can only sub in 3, 5 in some competitions. But by the time you get to the overtime in an NFL game, you've been in 45 car accidents. How are you still going? So watching this game, like I would have let you score just so I could go home.
It is the, you know, the people that are complaining that the Bills didn't get a chance to get the ball. Like this can't be the argument that you're making to put these guys through more of a just a nightmare of an occupation. They
I got an idea. Instead of overtime, you start at the 20-yard line and you go back 5 yards, the kicker, both kickers, one on each side.
Uh-huh.
You go first, the other one goes first. First one to miss, game's lost.
Bro, you know how nerve-wracking that'll be? Genius. I would love to watch that. Bro, and people are saying, FanXY said, MLS 1998 penalty style. They need to, Board Martin said the same thing. Manji Sanders said they taped Final Destination series in 45 minutes, meaning that's what an NFL game is, essentially. Yeah, dude, it's just like, because again, people complain about penalties, right? And they say like, this is not the way the game should end, but it's like, they've tried everything. This seems to be the consensus. I don't know if this will ever change. Will we ever get something besides ending a game in penalties? Because they tried golden goal. They tried, what was this, silver goal? Do you remember that?
No.
I think, wasn't silver goal the one that it, if you scored...
Palo Minnesota and all caps, but kicker war. I think it would be the best. I was thinking about that. I'm like, could you imagine the pressure on this one person just as the whole team who've battled it out left and right? You don't even get hit. And now the whole thing is up to you.
So
it would be the greatest.
What were there was like...
I remember golden goal.
Golden goal. There
obviously
was
what we have now, which is you've get 2 15-minute halves. Make of it what you will.
I'm going to look this up. Silver. Okay. So this was the,
Manchester Sanders said silver goal was a ridiculous rule, like the golden goal, but I don't see what it, I don't remember.
This was, I think you can, if you scored in the first half of extra time, the game would be over. It wouldn't go to the second half of extra time. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
That sounds so dumb.
Yeah, yeah. This here. So silver goal was effectively designed to limit extra time to 15 minutes. If a deciding goal was scored in the first period or if a team was ahead at the break, then the game would end at halftime in extra time. That used to be, they tried that for a while and that people were not happy with that. They golden goal didn't seem fair either because, and not that it didn't seem fair, but it leads to the least attractive brand of football because both teams are just trying to not get scored on. So they don't really have much incentive to try to score the goal. So even though it would have felt like a buzzer beater or whatever, it never led to that. So penalty.
I got an idea.
What?
Let's fix this whole thing. Okay. I got it. It's just one 20-minute half of extra time, right? There's no 15 and 15. It's just one 20-minute. No goalkeepers.
Okay. Sure. It's just like, yeah, when you play in the park and you put, you know, the backpack in between the, for the two backpacks to make the goal. Yeah.
You know, your center back has to jump, head the ball out of the way at the line.
No hands.
Think of the excitement.
Yeah.
No hands. No hands, no goalkeepers, nothing. Goalkeepers, go sit down.
All right.
Come here now, Beach89 said, Alexis is genius.
Bay Raguna said they should just have the managers duel after OT. Yeah, why not? Literally,
wait, who would
wear the white glove and slap the other one, you know?
Roy Hodgson, the poor bastard.
I think Roy Hodgson has been in a couple duels in his life as well.
Yeah. I think he was here when the Constitution was signed. Chanchada Millonaria said, Alexis on some Wenger. Dude, you know, yo, Arsene Wenger got some great ideas. I like this whole World Cup every 2 years. I might be the only person who likes it. Bring pro rel to NFL with the Canadian Football League. Dude, I'd be down for it. So Manchester Sanders said, Hodgson versus Rainieri. How about this? If you get sacked in the middle of the season, you get to duel the other man that they bring in to keep your job.
Right. You know, but teams like Watford and Everton, well, you have to schedule like 6 duels a season, bro. Like this kind of. So, it seems like, you know, to conclude this, because we weren't planning on starting here, but it feels like that penalties is probably what it's going to be for our lifetimes. I don't see it changing in our lifetimes as far as ending a game of tournament style football.
Buddy, if Coca-Cola calls FIFA and says, I got an idea, it's changing right away. I don't know what you're talking about. If they want to do a chug of fizzy drink contest,
yeah,
they do it. FIFA will be like, this is the rule.
They got to do the thing where they, you know, players spin around like a bat and then go to take a penalty. You know what I mean? Make it, let's add a little bit more pizzazz, you know, to it. Okay.
Right. Funny how there's always a baseball bat when nobody plays that sport outside the U.S. But anyway, Pepsi versus Coke in a chug off. I'm down for it. I still think my NFL kicker idea is pure genius. The stress, the pressure, the fans.
How many kicks can you kick before you're insanely tired, you know?
Yeah, your legs got to be tired after 4, and you only get the break of the other kicker kicking me.
Yeah. Bruh.
A lot of commercial breaks, NFL, you listening?
All right. We get credit, okay? So let's start with what the title is for today's show. Dusan, is it Vlahovic or Vlahovic?
You know what? I don't give a damn. That's what it
is. It's pronounced, you're dead to me, okay?
I never wanted you to begin with. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Fiorentina's striker, who's been absolutely crushing it. How many goals does he have already this season? He's been
21, if I'm not mistaken.
Pretty impressive. Even though we all know Serie A is this farmer's league that should not be respected. We all know this.
Exactly. Yeah, now that I think of it, it would have just been a terrible signing. Glad Arsenal dodged a bullet. Manchester United said, it's Nahovic.
He has 17 goals this season so far.
Hey, you sure for all competitions?
Not all competitions. I think I'm looking at
that. Might be where I'm getting the 21 number now.
Serie A.
almost there. 819 said, Vaha, not going to be a goon. Really, really wedged it.
So a couple days ago, I had seen that this was pretty much like a lock.
That whole like weird.
Yeah,
I'm waving goodbye to the fans, but I'm also not waving goodbye to the fan thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then everyone was like, Arsenal fans were watching it in slow-mo, like the Zapruder film, you know, right. Like this is clearly a sign he's coming to Arsenal. He's changed his mind because he changed agents or whatever. And apparently that wasn't the case.
Right.
He's been, I don't know. And this is why the title is what it is. People are saying that Juventus finessed us by keeping us on the hook for the Melo deal. To keep our focus off of Vlahovic.
So Arthur Melo is going to Arsenal, correct?
It's not confirmed yet, but it looks like it's almost a done deal.
Right.
But in the meantime, you know, there's apparently been something like 65 suspicious transactions with Serie A, right? That someone, I forget, it might be the Italian officials are investigating. 40-something of them have been Juventus. There's all these talks about Juventus having no money. Juventus didn't have money, coming in. But all of a sudden, they found 80 million euros to sign this guy. And I'm not, you know, first of all, if you're doing something a little sketchy, it shouts to you. You know what I mean? You figured it out. You figured out a way to cut. I mean, we are talking about the club that purchased the officials. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they were heavily penalized for that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a whole name, Calcio Poli. You can look it up. To suggest that something, you know, is a little bit weird about all of this, you know, whatever, you know, I don't want to throw that kind of shade. Look, the player didn't want to come to Arsenal. He made that clear. At the end of the day, he made that very clear. He said he wanted to go play for Juventus. If that's the case, I'm actually not mad at him. Go do your thing. But you're dead to me. And he said he wanted to play Champions League football. I hope Juventus slips out of the top six. I hope you never play. Thank you very much, Nick Lage. I hope Juventus never plays in Champions League while you're there. Bor Martin said Juventus boop boop. I hope you don't have a boop boop, and I hope you have to take a lot of time off. You feel me?
The one thing it did feel like, as far as what the reports I saw, was that Fiorentina did agree with Arsenal on the transfer. I mean, as far as the bid that Arsenal made.
Yeah, but he wouldn't even answer Fiorentina's phone call.
Right. So that seemed to be the issue. And this is the good thing about, you know, European, you know, player transfers and dealings and stuff like that, where the player does have a lot of say in where they want to play. If they really do not want to go somewhere, the club, their parent club cannot make them do that. And they really have a lot of influence. But Fiorentina seemed like a little bit like they were happy to sort of let him go, or not necessarily get rid of him.
Fiorentina's having, I don't know, did you see the Rocco Camiso article at The Athletic?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this. Like, they're cash hungry right now. They need cash. So if you got a player that all of a sudden is commanding 80, 90 million, yeah, you got to sell him. You know what I mean?
So do you feel like look, he would have been a great fit at Arsenal. Let's not be crazy. I mean, he's a.
Oh no, he would have been the perfect striker, I think, for what we need. He has like that bit of a Giroud kind of a presence, mm-hmm, bit of a center forward, but also he finds the back of the net. And Bay Area Guna said we need Dominic Calvert-Lewin or Isak. Look, Isak hasn't really shown up this year like he did last year, but he does kind of fit the mold. And he used to play with Odegaard. He played with Odegaard at Real Sociedad. So yeah, there's that bit of a connection there. He hasn't had the service. I think the assist leader for Real Sociedad this year has 2 assists, something like that. Yeah, I mean, they ain't really hitting like they did before.
Scoring all penalties? How are they scoring?
By the way, he hasn't scored a penalty yet. Or last year, he didn't score a penalty. This year, he scored 1 penalty out of the 4 goals he has. So, you know, he's one of those dudes that can kind of find his own goal, but he hasn't really done it to great effect this season. But I think linking him back up with Martin Odegaard would be amazing. Look, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, I'm not completely sold on, but he is kind of that center forward kind of thing that you might have gotten with Vlahovic. So, look, whoever it is, bring someone in that bags goals. I don't care who it is.
Right.
Bring someone in. Like, they were talking about Diego Costa coming in for a 6-month loan.
It's getting, yeah, Arsenal,
bring in that 75-year-old man.
Arsenal are down bad when Diego Costa's name is getting thrown in there.
It's from the Brazilian league.
But he was
South Dakota.
I believe
Darwin Nunez, Nunez is great. Uruguayan. Who is he with? Valencia? He's with someone in La Liga. I forget who he's with, but he's pretty good. No, he's with Benfica. Look, he hasn't scored a ton of goals, but he's still super young.
What's his photo? Look at this photo that Bing found.
Look at that. Looks like he's also an extra on Cobra Kai. I mean,
dude is looking wild melodramatic right here.
How many Riyad Mahrez is he?
So yeah, look.
Darwin Gabriel Nunez Rivero. I mean, Ribeiro. My Latinos will just add names with, it's not even needed. You know what I mean?
So the Arsenal, they have to figure something out, because they don't want to see, you know, was it the game against Burnley, right? Lacazette missed that great opportunity that would have given them three crucial points that they desperately would have needed. But the, you know, it feels like the, sorting out this striker situation is should be hopefully sorted out in January, because I don't know, again, what the issue is going to be in the summer, because now the other conversation, a couple other names, like Tyler Adams' name came up again as a possible summer transfer, but it seems like
they need a central midfielder. I mean, as bad as they need a striker, they need a central midfielder because they sent everyone on loan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they had Ainsley Maitland-Niles, who has already said he didn't want to stick around and wait to be used as a sub. He wanted to go get first team minutes. So I get it, you know, that he was going to leave. But, you know, and I get this, like, in my Arsenal group chat, everyone keeps saying, but why would you let him go on loan if you didn't have a backup plan? And if Melo is your backup plan, well, you've got, what, 5 days to get it done? So get it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to absolutely need it. Bayeri Agunas said, I still think Jovic could be a good 6 month loan, and depending on form, possible purchase like the Odegaard deal. Look, I mean, Jovic doesn't score goals either, so I'm kind of a little worried about bringing in someone like that. But at the end of the day, we need a body in there. It's looking like Aubameyang's not going to get, unless he's apologized and has shown some type of remorse for how he acted and is willing to change. I don't think he's going to get a run towards the end of the season. Lacazette has proved he can't do it on his own. As much as I think he's a spark plug and brings a lot of energy, if he's not scoring goals, if he's not getting those chances, if he's not, you know, and he had a chance, like Christian said, he had a chance. And if he would have scored that, and look, people were saying like, oh, it's a weird angle, dude, completely open goal. You're 30 something years old. You're the captain and the top striker on the team. That's the goal you gotta get, especially at home.
Wasn't a tough one. The defender was there. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't done better.
He's the one that made that run.
Yeah, he made that run. Yeah.
You know, he could have chose the other side of the defender. He made that run, knowing that probably he was a bit more open there. So Laka would be a great super sub. Laka is a great super sub, and I don't think he's gonna be here next year. But you know, of all the people that we've heard connected to Arsenal, Matt Turner, out of nowhere.
Bruh.
Out of nowhere, friend of the show, friend of us,
friend of ours,
friend of us. He's a friend of us.
Shouts to us. Yes. Okay. Matt Turner's name. Apparently, Arsenal made an offer for Matt Turner, and look. So I'll just say this because I can't reveal too much, but it's a genuine offer. It is 100% real. We've our sources are
can you just go back a second? We can't reveal too much,
but we do know
what the hell are you talking about.
This is a 100% genuine offer, and that it is in the reports are saying that the Arsenal and the player terms have been agreed. This is all on the New England Revolution's court. They're the ones that I believe the offer was $5 million for Matt Turner. Will they let him go? Will they sell him to, you know, the who's the backup? Is it Knighton or Cody Cropper? Who's the backup at the Revs right now?
I believe it's Cody Cropper.
So yeah, so that's their only goalkeeper, and obviously to have the goalkeeper of the year leave the club is probably, you know, it's a tough.
Definitely the best goalkeeper in the league, and you could say Andre Blake, but I think Matt Turner turned a lot of heads.
Chancha United said, quote unquote, sources, Christian going all Hollywood on us, SMH.
Yeah.
Manjusandu said, Chris Rizzio Polmano, exclusive. Look, we know some people. That's all I'm saying. We know some people.
Aquí vamos. I will say this. People may not know this, but Christian, 2 years ago, had to move to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Because there was an issue with his old apartment. He had to find a new one real quick. So he picked some random town no one's ever heard of. That town also happens to be where Matt Turner grew up.
100%, yeah.
So I don't know if Christian is chasing people down at the Whole Foods. I don't know what he's doing.
This is, yeah.
I don't know if he's going door to door. Are you the Turners?
I live where Matt Turner is from, which coincidentally. But yeah. Uh-huh. So this is in the next couple of days we will find out what the decision pretty much of the Revs is going to be. But the interesting thing here is
Matt, and you got to imagine they sell him just because of the opportunity it is for him.
Right. I mean, it would it would be obviously a huge opportunity for the player. But the main thing people have discussed here, they've essentially said if Matt Turner does go to Arsenal, he will 100% be the backup. Aaron Ramsdale is the number one. We all know that. Do we, you know, U.S. men's national team fans are basically saying, do we want our top two goalkeepers to be on the bench? Zach Steffen for Man City.
That's a huge question. But I will say, you could do worse with having two goalkeepers at that level. And frankly, if you are Matt Turner, look, if Bern Leno was the number one goalkeeper in Arsenal right now, I think Matt Turner has a chance to be number one.
Right.
That's how good I think Matt Turner is. Because it's Aaron Ramsdale, because of the way he started the season, because of how well he's been playing, he made a couple of mistakes. He hasn't played incredibly well the last few matches, but he's clearly like a darling of the team. You know, the fans love him. He's a bit of a leader, a little different than Matt Turner in that way. Matt Turner seems like a bit more of a quiet guy, not that outspoken, wouldn't turn around and get involved in the chants. So he doesn't really have like, you know, he wouldn't have the vibe that that Aaron Ramsdale has. So Aaron has all the opportunity to be the number one, probably not in contention. I could see it getting a little, if he slips up a little bit or doesn't play well, I could see Matt Turner coming in and really shining. That said, maybe Matt can come in and ask for, you know, a loan next season. You know what I mean?
Why, he needs money?
Go play top minutes somewhere else.
Damn, he's
really the best. Can I get a low interest loan? Is that possible? What are you guys, SBU?
so it's if that does happen, you know.
Hannah Banana said, by the way, Cooligans hang out with Pablo Maurer, and now they have connections. Coincidence.
Okay.
And I do want to correct you also, by the way. Who said it here? Someone said, I heard it was South Dakota got £5 million. You said $5 million. It is closer to like $7 to $9 million.
Okay. So, I mean, fair amount of cash there or quit.
Thanks for hitting the follow button, Chan Fowler.
So this issue about him, if he is a backup and so is Zach Steffen, how do you think this affects the U.S. men's national team? I know we have a couple World Cup qualifiers coming up. It's a World Cup year. Do you want both of your starting goalkeepers or your one and two to be on the bench at their clubs?
Well, I mean, you know, Evan Horvath, now's your shot.
Ethan.
You know what
Ethan,
I mean? We have
Evan,
other options.
But okay.
Ethan, my bad. Ethan. Now, you know, we have other options. So
wait, he is also, I believe, not the starting goalkeeper. He is.
Wait, is he not?
He is at Nottingham Forest. I believe he's at Nottingham Forest. And I don't think he is the starting goalkeeper either there. So really right now.
He does play for Nottingham Forest.
Really right now. It might be Nick Leisha. Evan Horvath is the worst brother. That's what he said. Bay Raguna says Zach Steffen still looks sharp despite being a backup. I would agree with that. And he obviously is playing in like league, like cup matches and things like that. League cup matches. Maybe it's the World Cup year part that feels a little bit sketchier or scarier, but I would say like the three goalkeepers that are called in right now, even though Zach Steffen I believe has like a back injury that he's dealing with and he's kind of iffy.
Yeah, he didn't make the trip, right?
So he's not in Columbus right now, but right now it's Zach Steffen, Matt Turner, and Sean Johnson. Bro, I would be good with Sean Johnson for these World Cup qualifiers. If there's two backups and then one keeper in MLS that is getting minutes, I don't know, bro. I
just won an MLS Cup. I'm down.
Yeah, I would feel pretty good about that at the moment. So let me know, listener, viewer here on Twitch, if you agree or disagree, because I still think he would still be in very good form and probably in a little bit better form than two guys that are not starting. So, okay. I wanted to get to this because this is a nice break from the seriousness that we normally have on this show.
The hell are you going to pull up?
This is there's a club I believe in. Oh my goodness! I don't even know what country. Willem II. It is in what? Norway? Netherlands?
I don't know, but I want to get, I normally don't get a name on the back of my kid. I want to get first and last name.
In Holland. In Holland. So we got a, we've heard this name before, but his name is Jiz Hornkamp.
One more time, by the way, Board Martin allowed. I can't believe we have to allow this term here. It's a man's name.
Jiz Boop Boop, okay? Jiz Hornkamp.
Jiz Boop Boop.
That is his name, Jiz Hornkamp. And look,
I would have, if you would have said to me when I was in seventh grade, if you would have just walked in a room and said, Jiz Boop Boop, I would have laughed until the next day. I would have just perpetually laughed for an entire 24 hours.
So I believe he got a hat trick earlier this year or something like that, or maybe last year. So that's why his name was heard all over the internet.
Right. This isn't the first time we hear of this man.
Right. Obviously he speaks Dutch. If we're hearing him right now, you might be hearing that.
Yeah. The face of the support.
The tweets, we have to just go in the comments, because the comments were great. I mean, some of the people, Josario Marchosa, I hear Jiz is great on the ball and loves to score. It's a good one. Okay.
That's a pretty good one.
Okay. There was one that was deleted. And I got a, you know, I wish I would have screen capped it, but I didn't. From Matteo Bonetti from CBS Sports.
Crimson Pizza put 3 times in 90 minutes. The stamina. It's a lot of jizz.
It's almost
a lot of jizz on the score sheet.
It's almost too much jizz. But Matteo Bonetti, and I'll just have to.
I mean, the last one was probably weak. You know, the third time.
Sure,
you know?
But he said. I can't even he basically said Jiz Hornkamp is gonna score a lot this season, or finish a lot this season. He has 25 goals so far. He's gonna ruin a lot of clean sheets. Loved it. And for some reason he deleted it. That was such a good joke, and I'm like, oh, he works at CBS. It's probably a little too racy.
Somebody was like, get it off there, or it's too good, save it for our content.
You know, and the Chanchalami United just said, third one barely sputtered across the line. Oh, you hate to see it. you gotta give it your all, okay?
You gotta push harder.
Right here, Macho the Meme just put, come. no subtlety, just straight up. This is from the SNL sketch, remember?
The
Lonely Island guy. But this is great. A fun look at Dembele just in shock. DBT 1178 just said, the screen cap tweet said, Jiz Hornkamp has been scoring loads in the last two seasons, 25 goals total. Safe to say, a few clean sheets will be ruined. Great.
God bless.
Great tweet. I'm sorry you don't work for a company that has a sense of humor. Okay, that's all I
right?
can say.
I'm sorry. The word freedom comes to mind. You know.
Okay, they're censoring the childishness. You hate to see it. Okay.
So you think in CBS they couldn't just randomly pull up the you know, the stress that you know. Vinegar strokes. I'm allowing this, by the way. The word ball is the one they had a problem with. I want you to know that. He said, if Jiz is double teamed or triple teamed when he has the ball, does that mean he's in a sticky situation? That means they're all in a sticky situation, because the one thing I know about Jiz, he's gonna find a way to get to his goal, you know.
Okay. So this is look. I'm interested in, like, the fact that obviously this guy has had to deal with this his entire life. I mean, even though
I don't think so. Where's he? He's Dutch.
I think so. Yeah. So
they probably don't have. You told me
they don't have
if my last name was
in
they
Holland.
Don't jizz. No, But what should we call it? Like, it wouldn't have been his nickname if it was a, you know, a term for that there. Right. He hasn't had to deal with any of this.
And you would think that maybe this is like a nickname. Hey, it's my homie. It's my homie Jizz. That's my man Jizz. Yo, we
been... y'all know about Jizz? Damn, son, how old are you?
But no.
Thank you, almost there, 819.
This is his government, bro. It is straight up Jizz.
His family, his mother. You know what happened? The doctor said to his father, it's a boy. And he held him and he said, I will name him Jizz. You know what I mean? Which is
Dimitri.
I mean, it's what he is. You know what I mean? It's what he came from.
He looks so. He looks like a jizz to me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. At first I was thinking Brian, but as soon as I made eye contact, the first thing that popped in my mind was Jizz, and it was loud.
But no, he is. Yeah, he is from the Rip, North Holland. Okay, and where the Rip, you know how it is. The they call it the RIP. You know how we do out here.
Yeah. RIP to them clean sheets is what it is.
I mean, we have to look at Twitch is like banning all these words. It's like, no, this is we have to allow all of this. Almost there, 819. Where did I just missed it. Where is it?
Hold on, I allowed them all.
Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Oh.
Wait until Jizz Jr. comes on the scene. Surprise the soccer player, not a swimmer. I mean, strong swimmer, I'm sure.
So the so incredible. Great fun. But good on the team as well, because they knew they had to address it immediately, right? There was no way you're going to sign a Jizz Hornkamp and... you know, just let it...
you ain't getting away with that, just letting it sit there.
You're not going to... Yeah, you can't sweep it under the rug, all right? You're going
to... No.
You got to
point it out.
You got to sort out the jizz immediately, okay? Otherwise, it's going to become a problem. All right. Bay Raguna said, has anyone seen his brother, Nutsack? It's pronounced Nutsack Hornkamp.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should have put an E at the end of it or maybe an accent.
Okay. So, all right. Where to next after Jizz Hornkamp?
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about Everton's manager situation. Because there's been a couple movement. Claudio Ranieri got sacked. And you know what Wolves did immediately? Or Watford did immediately?
I do know.
They hired somebody.
They hired
somebody. Probably not the guy you wanted. I don't know if I'm allowing all of these, but they seem to be going away. Gianjali Mignani said, I mean, if you sign Jizz, you're going to put it in everyone's faces. Wonderful. you have to use the carpet cleaner. I mean, that's just good advice. Barry Gunnar said, get Jizzy with it.
Well, we know, okay. you know the goal music when he scores, you know, you got it set. Okay.
Robert from LA said, the equipment manager couldn't believe he has to put Jizz on the number 9 shirt.
I mean, I imagine when Willem makes it to Champions League and Jizz has to take on Messi. You know what I mean? It's going to be Messi Jizz. The Messi versus Jizz battle is going to be incredible.
Buddy, Messi Jizz, probably for the first goal, because by the last one, it's not that messy.
okay.
But damn, I missed the final Twitch show and I still don't have enough points for an air horn. Damn, come on, David from Tampa. Dude, Jizzy Jeff. I mean, at this point, we're just...
Oh, I'm assuming DJ Jizzy Jeff. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one we'll call it? Let's talk about... Watford fires Claudio Ranieri after 3 months.
Poorly drawn Arsenal said, what have I walked into? Look, I don't...
Then immediately an air horn sound.
We're just talking about my man Jizz Hornkamp, okay?
Yeah. We're just talking about Jizz, baby.
Okay. I've had Jizz on my wall for years, okay? I am a huge fan.
since I was young, you know?
Anyway.
I put it up there when no one was on.
People are bing-bonging and air-horning like crazy, okay? It's
oh, my God.
So
listen, Ranieri sacked after 3 months immediately. In the time it's taken Everton to find a new manager, Watford have replaced two managers, essentially. Ranieri comes in 3 months, you ain't doing well, boom, you out. Here comes Roy Hodgson, right? What the hell is going on in Everton? Horns for the horn cam.
Fan XY said, oh, you got jizz on your kit? Hey, this is never going to end. This is going to be, that's it. We've opened Pandora's box. Okay.
Dude, you know what's funny? I never get a name on my kit, but I think I'm going to put some jizz on my kit. For sure.
Okay, good. You know, at least
I'm definitely going to get jizz on my kit.
At least, look, it's a sign of commitment, to be honest. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Before we talk about Everton's managerial situation, because we talked about this last week, let's just talk about the loss to Aston Villa, because this is why also it's in a bad situation right now for Everton. Everton, they are having I'm looking at this photo now. I don't know if I can show it here.
David from Tampa said, I'm really glad my mom doesn't speak English because I'm at the dinner table with her right now. And we're just out here just my poor woman.
Pero just guess eso. Anyway. Anyway. The loss to Aston Villa, they lost 1-0, a lot of issues, right? Because not only a corner kick, assist by Shasta Crimson Pizza, assist by Lucas Digne, the goal from, was it, Emi Buendia off a corner. Then fans start throwing bottles, start throwing Lucozade at the player. I think they hit. Did they hit Buendia? I don't know who they hit, but they hit Digne.
They hit somebody else. Yeah.
So, obviously, you know, everybody's derided them. This is absolutely ridiculous. They got the person was pointed out and got arrested. They obviously will be banned. This is, you know, an ongoing thing. We saw it, I believe, recently. I think it was against Hull. Everton's Carabao Cup match against Hull. Fans threw stuff at them, at Everton players. So this is obviously it's terrible, and no one should do it. And on the American,
there's just no way back from throwing something at a player. Like I honestly think they should be banned for life from all sporting events. You know, if you throw something at somebody at a football game, you shouldn't be allowed to go to a hockey match after that. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You should be banned from all sport. You clearly can't handle being in a sporting event, in a public place.
Right. And the so it's obviously just you know, clearly a ridiculous thing to do, and nobody's supports that kind of behavior. The one interesting thing, the American broadcast on NBC, John Champion was on the call and did say, you know, terrible that the fans are, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, it's awful and you don't want to see fans throwing stuff. But he said, you have to put some responsibility on the players for celebrating in that end. And
how do you feel about that, Christian? Let's hear your first.
Magic Andrew just put social distancing. So we had.
I don't even know how it relates, but I love it.
But so
Fan XY said, imagine being the guy to trade kids with jizz.
So, look, this is what I would say. If you're on TV and you're calling a game, you got to do the politically correct thing and obviously simply say fans should not throw things at players. We know that. We 100% know that. That's not a surprise.
Right.
Behind closed doors, when you're talking to the homies, you're talking to a fellow player, you're talking to whatever, we all know. We all know, yo, you don't go in front of the ultras and go and start celebrating because something might happen. We all know that.
Right.
But
you don't say that on the broadcast.
You don't say that on the broadcast because there's some things, you know, you're gonna piss a lot of people off, and it shouldn't be this way that he can't say that. That he can't, because logically we know you don't go to the Gladys Street and celebrate in front of those fans and because they can see it as antagonistic.
It's also like what, victim shaming though. Like he didn't go over there. Wait, hold on. Okay, thank you for allowing that. Thank you, Anna Banana, for the Jizz's Goldfish emote. Yeah, graphic mess says do dumb shit, expect to get hit. Like, I get all of those things. It's not smart to go over there, but I think the expectation is boo, you could call him and his family whatever you want outside of racist terms. You could, you know, give him the English people do two fingers. You could do all of that. You can't throw something at him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
That's the part where we're done. Like, that draws the line. So, yeah, I agree. It's probably not smart to go to the most aggressive group of people that want the other team to win and rub in their face that you just scored against them.
And then go.
You should throw it.
You should. You obviously. Yeah. So, you shouldn't.
So that ends at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So we're all on the side of don't throw anything. We all know that. But we're also, you know, rational human beings and say, yo, if you hop in that alligator pit, an alligator might bite you. You know what I mean? We know that.
Yeah.
But and that is the you know, it's unfortunate that you know, but you can't say that, and you can't say it on a broadcast. You can say it behind closed doors, whatever. But the story here is that the fact that Everton fans will throw something at Lucas Digne, and I want to make sure I read this because
The guy doesn't get a chance to play, and then all of a sudden comes back with an assist.
Manjus Sandhu said he didn't show any Digne tea, which is great. Just wanted to read that because it was a great pun.
Can you just read what Chanchadami Yonadia said?
Chanchadami said, Paolo, Minnesota, we want jizz. Is that
I'm sorry. I just want to have you saying that on file.
Right. Who doesn't want it? I'm speaking for Alexis as well. Okay.
You did say we.
So that's an interesting thing because from the video I saw, you know, and watching the game, Digne didn't. I mean, he didn't do the, you know, let me not celebrate. The dude right. He was an Everton player a couple days ago, and then he's back playing Goodison Park and celebrating a goal. It was an assist, but he was celebrating. And
but can you blame him? Also, like, he was treated pretty badly. You know what I mean?
So I don't see. But this is the problem: is that I'm not condoning anybody throwing anything at him, and I'm not even really upset if he was celebrating, to be honest. But there wasn't really any transparency about what happened between him and Rafa Benitez. Look, we saw his Instagram post, and he was pretty vague and just saying, like, you know, one person could ruin your time at a club. And obviously he was talking about Rafa, but he didn't say what happened. Rafa Benitez was saying that the player didn't want to be there and didn't want to play, which that didn't seem like, based on his Instagram post, didn't seem like that was the case. He seemed like he was happy to be an Everton player. And I'm not even advocating for him. Like, he was the best. He was arguably the best Everton player, you know, when he was there. But he wasn't a great player overall. He was like kind of a defensive liability, but he was a great passer and good on the ball. So
you're saying something very, very intelligent. I want to read something very intelligent. Mm-hmm. First, I want to read two things. First, David from Tampa said, imagine if they were playing in Mexico, someone might have thrown their ramen noodles at them. And almost there, 819 said, you hop in the boop-boop pit, you're going to get boop. And as true words ever been spoken on this show.
So absolute facts, you know. Thank you, was it? Almost there for dropping some wisdom, okay? Because you got to let these...
Man, just said you said, Digne got boop.
So
I want all of you in the chat to please come over to YouTube.
You got it. You got it. So
you guys make the show so great.
I don't know why I don't think Everton fans have much of a reason to be mad at Digne. That's all I'm saying.
He celebrated the goal,
which not a good move. Obviously, still you shouldn't throw anything at him, but he left with nobody saying, we hate this guy, I'm glad he's gone. Literally, Everton fans were like, yeah, maybe he's not the best, but he was one of our better players. Nobody had anything negative to say about this dude. And then he played for the other team, maybe celebrated a little too much and got something thrown at him. It's not cool, but even now, nobody's at Everton, no Everton fans. I haven't heard anybody still say anything negative about him. Or defend him either. So it's like it's just a strange situation. I think it was Everton mishandling. I think it would have been better to be a little bit more transparent about what happened. It's just, I get it's business, and maybe they didn't want to mess up the transfer or something. But it is so strange that, you know, a manager can come in and just kind of ruin a relationship with a player, and then you don't even keep the manager. Like we spoke about this last week, but it's just not a good look. And you know, and then it, you know, sort of the whole saga ending with a loss and somebody throwing something at the player, just terrible, terrible. Okay. So as far as that, and then as far as manager, so Duncan Ferguson, I think he did a good job in inspiring the players. The Everton did play pretty well against. Not good enough, but bro, the level has not been good the last couple of weeks, and the level was pretty good, I would say, against Aston Villa. They were pretty even teams. It was a set piece, whatever. It happens. But they offensively they played in a 4-4-2, and with Richarlison and Dominic Calvert-Lewin up top, and it just. But what have I said for literally weeks on this show? I keep talking about the midfield, right? I say like we have no control of the midfield. It's like it's an absolute nightmare. And they did it again. They played 4-4-2. That two midfield.
You've been complaining about this midfield since Andre Gomez got his leg broken.
Gomez,
you really have.
Gomez and Doucouré in the middle. When you hear those two names, do you think these guys are going to lock down the middle? They got everything.
Last thing I thought was, I ain't been like, yo, they got this.
Gomez can't. He's frankly too slow to defend, but he is good on the ball. Doucouré is not really, you know, not a super reliable defender, but he's good on the ball and good at going forward. He's more of an 8 instead of a 6. And it was
almost there. 819 said, boops, they did it again.
Allen was injured, so he didn't start the game, but he did come in the second half and did what he could. He played, he had a couple good runs, but it just wasn't enough. Just look, Everton are not good enough. We all know this. They're just not a good enough team. And so
where are you guys? You're in what, 15th?
16th.
16th.
Yeah.
Okay. Look. Who's your next match? Your next match is a wildly important one. Is it Brentford?
Newcastle.
You're home to, well, okay, FA Cup is Brentford, but Newcastle's your next one. Newcastle playing really well. They've brought in some new players. This isn't going to be easy. They're in 18th. If you lose to them, they don't hop over you, but you're now in a relegation battle. I think you need one more loss. Maybe, you know what? You're probably in a relegation battle now. You're at 19 points.
Yeah, yeah.
But you haven't won in, what, 12 straight matches?
Oh, bro, I don't even know.
You've won one out of 12. Arsenal. You know?
Right, right. That was the last charity. That was the last Premier League win.
Manchester said, boops, there it is. you've only won once out of the last 12. It's not looking great. You're in a relegation battle. Does Everton stay up? And it looks like Dunk is going to be your caretaker through the end of the season. It doesn't look like they're going to bring somebody in unless all these rumors of that Vitor Pereira guy.
So let me fill you in, bro, because everybody's talking. I'm plugged into these Liverpool streets, bro.
Oh, we backing them sources?
Okay.
Does an Everton front office official also go to that whole
thing? So first off, yo, Farhad Moshiri, the owner of Everton, sent me an email. I know he sent everybody an email, but it went to my inbox.
Yo, you ain't got to announce all that other stuff.
He sent me an email saying that, yo, he believes in this club. He believes in the future of it, and they're going to try to find a manager. And I'm like, yo, thank you, my man Farhad. I appreciate you reaching out to me directly. Okay.
Should I let everyone else know? What are you telling me?
I got the group chat on WhatsApp. I let them know if you need me to let them know. But a lot of people but it was like the acknowledgement was cool. And it, look, when the owners of a club is emailing you, things are not in a good place right now, okay?
No, it's not.
You don't want to. If Stan Kroenke.
Things have to turn for the worst before they pull up the old Gmail, you know?
If Stan Kroenke is emailing you, Alexis, it's not going to be for good news, okay?
We've gone tits up if Stan Kroenke is emailing
me.
John Chada Millonaria said, if you just came in, Alexis would look like he's the worst therapist ever for Christian. You've lost 12.
So the next managerial appointment is super important to how the fan base is going to react.
Do you want a manager now, or do you want to wait till the summer?
I would wait for the summer. Based on what.
So you think Duncan Ferguson could keep this team up?
Yes, I do. Based on how I saw them play.
Or why you think this?
Based on how I saw them play against Aston Villa, the heart was there. I don't know if you watched this game, but.
Oh, I did.
Everton.
And I felt terrible for you. Remember, don't forget, we've now told the fans why we've been watching Everton games.
Right.
We're sitting here waiting to release this goddamn documentary.
Right. Top of my voice.
I'm like.
Yeah, top of my voice just said, we want this fucking documentary already. Yeah, we also want it as well. So
yeah, I'm with you on that, top of my voice.
So we mentioned this. So we filmed the documentary. It's done. It's ready to go. It's incredible. We're so proud of it.
Nick Leigh said, what's going to be more delayed, the new Top Gun or this documentary?
But we're just waiting for Everton to have a decent spell, have a victory, just some good news, and then we will release
just something positive. It just has to be something positive. Honestly, if they announce a new manager and the fans are behind it and there's excitement in the fan base,
yeah,
this documentary gets released.
It's reason enough.
I don't care.
It's reason enough. So, So the
Bay Area going to say Dr. Dre's next album will be out over the documentary.
Almost there said a tough umentary. I love that one. Oh,
yeah. More like a boop umentary at this point.
So so based on how Everton played against Villa, I do think Duncan Ferguson should be the manager at least till the end of the season. The heart was there. So if you saw this game, you saw that Aston Villa had maybe two or three players that their jerseys were ripped. Did you see this? They literally tore because they were defending so much that they didn't want to let their players go. They were marking people. And I think it was two or three players that had their shirts ripped off. There was one guy, I forgot his name, but he had a replacement kit that had no name on it and no number.
Yeah.
And that was because of the tenacious defense from Everton Football Club. So again, the heart was there. The pace was there. They were playing so much faster with a lot of heart. Yerry Mina was basically a forward. They were really trying to get this goal. It didn't work out, but I did like the way they played.
The last few minutes were a little frustrating. I just despise watching the long kick on a goal kick. I just can't. I prefer playing out the back.
Yeah.
Everton have no interest.
Remember the midfielder thing? Who are they going to pass it to that's going to hold on to? Yeah.
But this, you know, hoofing it forward was just so difficult to watch. The last few minutes were kind of funny, though, because you could see the frustration in Jordan Pickford when he was like, get out of here and give it to me. Stop passing it back and forth. Give it to me. I'm going to send it as far as possible. And one of you do something, you know?
Yeah, it's...
Barry Gunnar said, you know what would make the fan base happy? Get some jizz in that Everton kid, huh? Yeah.
Who was it that got in trouble for saying jizz on a broadcast?
I have no idea.
Why am I forgetting?
Not us.
No. I'm forgetting his name. The Philadelphia Union broadcaster. He used to be the announcer. The Irish guy. We interviewed him.
Oh, Tommy Smith.
Tommy Smith. Remember, he got in trouble for it was a World Cup broadcast or maybe the Euros, and he was talking about Andrea Pirlo, and in Ireland, jizz just means like you have
like
a lot
gumption.
Of lot of energy, a lot of excitement, yeah. and it was like Pirlo scored a goal or did something, and he says, "Oh, Andrea Pirlo was showing a lot of jizz out there today," and he got in huge trouble because American audiences was like, "Excuse me, what's going on over here?"
I haven't watched soccer in a minute, but this seems like the game is different now. You
know? So what was I saying?
We were talking about jizz. Almost there 819 said only one man for Everton, Shamak. Who did we talk about? We talked about this what you want to call it? Chanchala and United. He said, Vim, Vigor, and Jizz. Tommy Smith jizzed on TV. That's what you heard, Barry Aguna. That's what Christian said.
You know what?
Said.
We're not going to correct
everyone
you.
Everyone know this is what Christian is talking about, please. What you want to call it? Did we put this? We talked about this, right? What's his name? Shama got his hair back.
We did talk about this. Yes. This is
okay. I was shocked. I'm like, why are all these photos of older looking Shamrock from his early
days? I'm Rob Holding as well. We talked about his triumphant return of his hair. Okay. So
can we also talk about how I didn't know this. Thank you so much, David from Tampa. Perfect time to resubscribe. I can't imagine a better day to do so. Yes, David from Tampa. What you would call it? Chelsea or Tottenham haven't won at Chelsea in something like since like, I think 30 straight matches, something crazy like that. Mm. Like Tottenham just never wins at
just end the sentence right there. You didn't.
Yeah. Listen, it would be my dream. It would be my dream to just say that. Imagine I wish a day where Tottenham had that massive stadium and they were in the championship or like League One. Mm. Oh my God. It would just make, I don't care if we're also there. It would just make me so happy.
So, speaking of Tottenham, the Weston McKennie. Bing bong. Hey, Bing Bong. Thank you so
Bing
much,
bong.
Gordon Martin.
I was about to hit the air horn, but pull back when Alexis goes off on Tottenham. Thanks, Nick. Wait, Nick, you were like two teams I hate. You like Red Bull and Tottenham? Damn.
But Tottenham, I believe they were trying to get Weston McKennie. From Juve, and I don't know if they made like an offer, but at least I've heard that they inquired about him, and the answer is no. Apparently, Weston McKennie is untouchable, which is so surreal to hear about an American midfielder and playing at one of the biggest clubs in the world. But Weston being untouchable. What do you even think about that? Even just at Juve, but also as an American player. What did you think when you heard that?
It shows the importance. We're in an era right now, and I'm going to pull this back from being overly American. I'm just going to talk about, we are in an era where we don't have a lot of great strikers, right? Lukaku is considered one of the top strikers, and he's not having a great season. And he has some serious faults about his game. But we're also in an era where this sort of hybrid defensive central midfielder is extremely hard to find, as proof of Arsenal not being able to find one right now and giving away an Ainsley Maitland-Niles because he's just not good enough in the eyes of Arteta. But you've got a guy like Weston McKennie who, one, scores goals in big matches, clearly a fun player to be around, clearly important, and we can't stress this enough. As much as everyone's like, it's football, mate, don't say soccer. Dude, it's a big deal to have an American player that's playing well. That's right, top of my voice. It's a big deal because you get the American market.
Everybody's cashing.
Wasting their gully bucks. Let's go. By the way, our other thing's going to start in 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, 7:28.
We'll be on YouTube Live in a moment, and we'll wrap this up and kind of explain everything going on in a little bit. But I wanted to point this out as well. Tottenham, Fabrizio Romano said Tottenham have submitted an official bid for Luis Diaz, the Colombian, who has been just lighting it up in some of these World Cup qualifiers. He scored the bicycle kick in one of the World Cup qualifiers,
right.
A couple months ago. So
I think he's 35 million, if I'm not mistaken, but they want more. They want something like 50.
The Duke of Ball, I know Everton, I think, was inquiring about him as well. Hey, shouts to Nick Leish. So but even Weston McKennie, let's say Weston McKennie did go to Tottenham. I think that would be a good move for him. I mean, let's remove the bias.
It's bad because it's Tottenham. Forget even if the fact that I'm wearing an Arsenal shirt has nothing to do with it. It's still Tottenham. You don't want an American playing there. Look what happened to Clint Dempsey when he went there.
What happened to Clem Dente when he went there?
He barely got time and he scored big goals and the fans still didn't like him. So no, we don't want you.
Really? Right? Okay.
We don't want you, Tottenham.
Weston McKennie in the Premier League, I think would be such a good fit. I mean, even at this, we've spoken about Weston before. Weston, he's not like the fastest dude in the world. Like he's a midfielder that has the awareness, like spatial awareness and where to position himself like a striker. You know what I mean? Like he kind of has that, like, who's the striker that is not fast?
Are we going to be late for this thing?
We are. I'm just, it's fine. Let's finish the show. We
have, okay. I'm like, my guy's just sitting here talking. I'm like, what are you doing?
We have to finish the show. Strikers that are not like, you know, that are super mobile, but they always just like know where to be. That's McKennie's sort of that kind of a midfielder. He just kind of knows exactly where to position himself. The fact that he has several goals for Juve as a midfielder, and he's scoring like headers. He's scoring like big man goals.
He's a great player. He's proven himself to be a important player in Europe. And that's all we've wanted from our midfield. And it's coming at the right time. He's nowhere near his peak. Oh. He's nowhere near the peak of himself as a player. And it's coming at the right time, especially with the World Cup coming up, which we need to qualify for real bad.
Right. Top of my voice pointed out that Clint Dempsey played in the same position as Gareth Bale. So it was going to be a tough way to get in some of these matches. But let us know. I mean, I honestly think Weston McKennie at Tottenham would be a good spot for him. I think it would be very good.
I think
Weston
McKennie at Arsenal would be perfect, but Juventus is dead to us now.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about Arsenal. Him playing there, Tyler Adams.
Why?
Seems like a better fit, probably because
Tyler Adams is much better fit. Arsenal, from what I hear, huge Arsenal supporter.
Right,
so.
Right. I just think the pace that Arsenal play at is more fitting for Tyler Adams than it is for Weston McKennie, but that's just me. Okay. All right, everybody. So thank you again for tuning in, everybody here on Twitch. And if you're listening to this podcast, so again, this is our final Prem show on Twitch. We will now be doing these on YouTube Live, youtube.com/soccercooligans. Join us there going forward. Thank you to, again, we said this last week, but thank you to everybody here that has helped us develop this really, really awesome community. That's right. Air horns all day. Thank you. For
everybody hit that air horn. Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Twitch. Thank you, everyone at Twitch. Thank you, all the fans of Twitch. Thank you so much, Colo Blanco. We'd still just be trying to figure this out. It would be Christian holding up a phone while I FaceTimed in if it wasn't for Colo Blanco.
Colo Blanco gave us a lot of help, a lot of support.
Let's go.
Yes, youtube.com/soccercooligans. That's where Prem Show will continue. We're going to be doing
We're going to go there right now.
Yes, we're going
to be. If you're listening to this, you can go back and watch it. But if you're on Twitch with us, we're going there right now.
Correct. Y'all the absolute best. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. Again, the show's not going anywhere. We're just going to a different platform. If you're saying RIP Twitch or whatever. Nah, bro. We'll be here from time to time, maybe for some like watch-alongs and things like that. But YouTube Live, subscribe to the Cooligans YouTube channel. We're going to be doing a lot more stuff there. And whenever the documentary comes out, that's where it will be. So that's where you can go check it out.
Yes.
So, all right.
So go right now, youtube.com/soccercooligans. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Hit that little bell, too. We got to be one of these people now. Hit the little bell so you know when we come on, because Twitch actually allows us to send you a message. YouTube don't do that unless you hit that little bell. So hit that little bell.
Okay.
Dave from Tampa said, I didn't get the air horn. Maybe there's like a limit attached to it. We're not
sure.
Yeah,
you can't use them. You have to wait a couple minutes before you can use it again. So, yeah, you know how it is. Okay.
Christian loves to school teacher you guys. No.
I mean, wait, it would be all air horns and all bing bongs all day if we...
can you think of a better show? But run, don't walk to latinotemperament.com if you want to find our YouTube. Shouts to everybody who helped us here. Absolutely amazing. We love you guys. Everybody go to our YouTube channel.
All right. We'll see you in a bit. All right. So let's end the show properly for the podcast. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And for the last time on Twitch, what are we? The Cooligans!